The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our path to success, Rabiul Akhir transmission. And tonight is the big night as a great nisbah with Sultanul Awliya, the leader of all the saints, Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today our topic is also is about the day of Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Alayh, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, Hafiz Kaleem Madani, MashaAllah, Bilal Madani, Mubin Madani, and MashaAllah, Harun Bhai with us. Aaj badi raat hai, achhi-achhi nisbaton ki raat, achhi-achhi intentions ki raat hai. The blessings of Durood e Paak, the beloved Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, recite Salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of Salat upon me will be forgiveness for your sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will start with a beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya ya Rasool Allah. Sallam alayhi ka ya Habib Allah. Madina hoti main khak sar hota khak Madina hoti khak Madina hoti main khak sar hota hoti rahi Madina
I'm
Big night, big Gyani Sharif night, subhanallah, Mubarak to everyone. And inshallah, we'll discuss this about blessing of this night, and also is about the Sultanul Awliya, the leader of all the Awliya, jinke bare mein ronak e kul Awliya, ya Ghaus e Azam Dastagir, Peshwae Asfiya, ya Ghaus e Azam Dastagir, Awliya ki gardane hain aapke zere kadam, ya Imamul Awliya. یا غوث اعظم دستگیر آپ جیسا پیر ہوتے کیا غرض در در پھروں آپ سے سب کچھ ملا یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
آپ جیسا پیر ہوتے کیا غرض در कुछ मिला से सब कुछ मिलाया वासे आजम
माशाल्लाह बड़ी रात आप सबको मुबारक है मुबारक टू एवरीवन माशाल्लाह जी कलीम भाई इंशाल्लाह
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस नाइट सेड सब एज यू मेंशन द 11th ऑफ रबीउल आखिर वी आर हियर टू कमेमोरेट द लाइफ द अचीवमेंट्स ऑफ द ग्रेट अलगौसुल आजम सैयदना शेख अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी अल हसन वल हुसैन रदियल्लाहु तआला
Subhanallah.
First of all, I would like to mention that the previous umam, the previous nations, also had awliya Allah. All the Anbiya alayhi salam who came, they had many supporters, companions, followers, and there were awliya Allah amongst them as well. So in the Quran, we're told about Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and how he requested for the throne of Queen Bilqis to be brought to him in an instant. And Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya, radiallahu anhu, who is a wali of that, from that nation, and an ummati of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, we know from the Quran how he managed to bring that takht, that throne, in an instant.
Subhanallah.
So, this is the maqam of the awliya of the past. But one thing that the ulama, the scholars of Islam have written, is that there is no denying the fact that the awliya of al-ummatul muhammadiyya are the greatest from all the awliya Allah, meaning from the previous nations as well. So the awliya from this ummah are the greatest. So if you just ponder upon that for a moment, that Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya radiallahu anhu was able to do what he did, then imagine the maqam of a wali of this ummah. Imagine what he can do, that the tasarruf, the authority that he has been granted by Allah Almighty. And alhamdulillah, the title Sultan al-Awliya goes to Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ali is not denying his sainthood. He's a grand wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And people of such caliber, right from the beginning, we see those blessings, we see those excellencies as well. Even before he was born, Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, and his parents were having dreams. And we know of an account where his father saw a dream. The Anbiya alayhi salam gave glad tidings.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the extent of saying that the maqam of your son amongst the awliya Allah, like my maqam amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
Now we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest from all the prophets, all the messengers, rather the greatest of all creation. And here the glad tidings are being given that this son who is about to be born, he will have the same maqam amongst the awliya Allah.
Subhanallah.
And they will all respect him, all obey him as well. And this is exactly what happened, alhamdulillah. Most of the material that's going to be mentioned by Mubalighin, his birth took place, as we know, on the 1st of Ramadan Kareem. And miracle at the birth where he would fast straight away. And his mother, we know the account of how she would recite the Quran. But Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we learn from his life that it was all for the service of Islam.
Subhanahu.
All to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with all of these glad tidings, no wonder he went on to become such a leading figure in his time. As we hear ahead as well, inshallah, that Ghusayl Paqa rahmatullahi alayhi went through so much struggle and hardship, but he thought about the fellow Muslims and he looked out for their welfare. This is that thing, khidmat-i khalq, looking out for people, for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that leads a person to ascend to great heights. And Ghusayl Paqa rahmatullahi alayhi, as we will hear from Al-Balighin as well, he had so many beautiful characteristics that today, truly if we apply them in our lives, implement them in our lives, then we will also be amongst the sincere devotees of Ghusayl Paqa rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Subhanallah, mashallah, Bilal bhai.
It is our good fortune and honor that we are speaking about such an exalted personality on his sacred earth. Not many people get this opportunity throughout the centuries of Islam. Selected people have chosen to speak about such personality so that, you know, the people can understand and are educated about who this personality is. He is no ordinary personality, Sayyid Sahib, right from the beginning, rather before his birth. And you, inshallah, we were going to see that Ghusayl Paqa's entire life is something that is exemplary for the Muslims, that we are to follow such personalities. He had such a maqam, not only in his life, but even after his apparent passing, that today, when we want to go to the true image and of Islam, we look at the likes of such personalities. I want to begin, Sayyid Sahib, with the physical description of Ghusayl Paqa.
Subhanallah.
And it's mentioned, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, Qutb-e Rabbani, Ghusayl Samadani, Rahmatullahi Alayh, had a lean body. He had a lean body. So he wasn't overweight, as people say. He was very lean. He was of average height, but he had a broad chest.
Subhanallah.
He had a long beard and a long neck, light brown complexion, joint eyebrows, black eyes, and a powerful voice.
Subhanallah.
And he possessed immense knowledge and expertise. This is Ghusayl Paqa's physical description. And we are going to talk about that personality, Sayyid Sahib, that we will just understand from this point, that Ghusayl Paqa is that personality. I've been saying it a couple of times. He is not any ordinary personality who spent 25 years in the jungles of Iraq. Spiritual mujahada, spiritual fighting against your nafs, which is this, when I studied the life of Ghusayl Paqa, this is something that unfortunately public, awam, even students of knowledge don't understand. They think a person can attain this maqam by eating as much luxury food as we want, sleeping as much as we want, waking up, you know, going to sleep very late, not revising for sabak. Well, awam public, not offering salah, not going to the masjid, not having good characteristics with your family. And then they think that, you know, oh, I'm pious. Or they assume, unfortunately, at times that I'm doing good. I'm a good Muslim. We have to really put ourselves next to those personalities who are the perfect awliya and who are the leader of the awliya. Sayyidina Ghusayl Paqa, 25 years in the jungles of Iraq. But why? To reform himself. Remember, we're talking about that personality who at the age of 10 heard from the unseen, from the angels, that he is the wali of Allah. None of us have that guarantee. At birth, he is replying to the sneeze of his mother. Yarhamukillah. The reply to the mother's sneeze. When he is born, he is performing the zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah are the words coming out of his blessed mouth. When Ghusayl Paqa reaches the age of 45, he goes to the madrasa, off by heart, he reads, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, the first para, second para, third para, fourth, until 18, complete ajza, juz of the Quran.
First time,
by heart, first time, rasma Bismillah, opening ceremony of Bismillah Shri for a child. This is that personality. We need to understand who we are talking about. Again, coming on to the point of that spiritual mujahada, that, you know, people should never ever think, I've had 5-10 years in, for example, a religious education, and I'm good now. You know, I'm going onto social media, I'm going to preach the deen, etc. And unfortunately, we tend to overlook our own spiritual mujahada, meaning controlling our nafs, controlling our eyes from sin, controlling our body parts from sin, controlling our tongue, our ears from sin. Ghusayl Paqa, he went into seclusion in order to further attain closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we famously know that Ghusayl Paqa, rahmatullahi alayhi, offered Isha Salah and Fajr Salah with the same wudu for 40 years.
Allah subhanahu.
That's that personality who, let alone the fara'id, the nawafil 1,000 every single day.
Subhanallah.
Today we need to understand who we are talking about. Today we miss salah and we have no regret in our heart. We call ourselves lovers of Ghawse Pak. Ghawse Pak is that personality for 40 years with the wudu of Isha to Fajr. He performed the same, with the same wudu he offered the salah.
Subhanallah.
Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, we need to understand who we talk about when we discuss him. Don't just mention his name in vain and apparently we have nothing inside of us. That's very bad. And finally, I mentioned Sayyid Saab, that for 15 years, every single night,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
he recited the entire Quran.
Allah.
This is Ghawse Pak. And this is something that we need to become inspired. We need to take steps forward. And we need to look at our own level right now. If I am addressing a person and that person does not, for example, has not studied how to recite the Quran with tajweed, he doesn't know how to recite the Quran with tajweed, then the message of Ghawse Pak to him is to learn how to recite the Quran with tajweed first and foremost. Don't begin reciting the Quran when you do not know how to correctly recite the Quran. First of all, you need to understand the levels. So my message is that Ghawse Pak's life is amazing. It's inspiring. It's emotional. It's really, you know, spiritually enlightening.
Subhanallah.
This is why in his gatherings, people would accept Islam. Rather, souls would leave their bodies. In his gatherings, due to his awe-inspiring, powerful voice and speech, souls would leave the gathering. People would pass away after hearing the advice of Ghawse Pak. Today, unfortunately, we don't have that same power without a shadow of a doubt. But what we do have are his teachings, his aqwal, his aphorisms, his sayings, and his truthful events that took place in his life that we need to learn from Sayyid Saab. It is not fair to the life of Ghawse Pak that we mention his life, and inwardly we have nothing according to that life.
So now amal se dur ho rahe na. You see, only we talk about Ghawse Azam rahmatullah, but we don't follow the footsteps of Ghawse Azam rahmatullah. But in actual, humse to amal mangi gaye. Humse to unki pairvi mangi gayi hai na. Nek logon ke jo unki sirat thi, usko amal karna manga gaya. But the problem is, we talk about Ghawse Azam rahmatullah, phir uske baad hum idhar udhar ja rahe hote hain. तो कुछ ऐसों के साथ बैठ जाते हैं, कोई इधर से बोल रहा होता है, कोई इधर से बोल रहा होता है, तो सोबत भी अच्छी रखनी चाहिए। जो हमने अभी ये पढ़ा नहीं है कलाम में कि आप जैसा पीर होते क्या गरज दर दर फिरूं, तो इधर उधर जाना नहीं चाहिए। वो होता है ना, बहुत सारे कभी इधर मुबीन भाई कभी इधर भी जा रहे होते हैं, तो जो इधर उधर का खा रहा था उसका अपना पेट खराब हो जाता है। कादरी कर कादरी ना कादरियों में उठा, कदरे अब्दुल कादरे कुदरत रुमा के वास्ते। तो गौसे आजम रहमतुल्लाह तो तमाम मौलिया के सरदार है, ये याद रखेगी। और भी जो उम्मतें आई है उनमें भी जो औलिया थे उनके भी सरदार गौसे आजम रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, इतनी शान है, इनका इतना मर्तबा है। तो आज उनकी निस्बत है आज की रात को, और बड़ी ग्रेट निस्बत है, यकीन करें। आज तो मांगने की रात है, आज तो दुआओं की कबूलियत की रात है, क्योंकि निस्बत हो जाती है ना। कुरान जिस रात नाजिल हुआ उस रात को निस्बत हो गई कुरान के नजूल से, वो रात बरकतों वाली अजमतों वाली हो गई। मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की विलादत की रात है, तो निस्बत हुई था, वो रात सबसे अफजल हो गई रात। तो इसी तरह जिनमें नेक लोग होते ना, तो जिन रातों में, इन रातों की स्पेशल निस्बत होती है। कुछ वजाइफ होते हैं, कुछ इबादात होती हैं, कुछ इस तरीके के हमें बताए गए हैं इबादत, जिनसे इनकी कनेक्टिविटी मजबूत होती है। तो इंशाअल्लाह वो भी बात करेंगे। मुबीन भाई हमारे साथ है। जी मुबीन भाई,
सहाबे काहब का वाकया सुनया होगा कि उन्हां दा कुत्ता सी, उन्हां दे निस्बत दी वजह नाल उन्हें पैरा दिता, तो उन्होंने बरकतां मिलियां। ठीक, तो बाकी तो सही फरमाया कि असीं जिस टाइम निस्बत अपनी कायम करांगे ना औलिया दे नाल, अल्लाह दे नेक बंदा दे नाल, निस्बत दी सानूं दुनिया च वी बरकतां मिलणगियां, आखिरत च वी बरकतां मिलणगियां। और फिर निस्बत होवे हज़ूर गौसे पाक रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, क्या बात
है। हुसैनी सैयद है।
जी जी जी, क्या बात है, माशाल्लाह। ते बहुत सारे ऐसे तो गुनाहगार जो सिर्फ निस्बत की वजह से बख्शे जाएंगे। तो सानू निस्बत कायम रखनी चाहिए। निस्बत कायम रखने वास्ते सानू इन्हां दे तरीके ते चलना चाहिए, तरीके नू फॉलो करना चाहिए, सानू इन्हां दी इताअत करनी चाहिए। इन्हां दी इताअत करांगे तो इंशाल्लाह दुनिया के अंदर भी कामयाब, आखिरत अंदर भी कामयाब होवांगे। बाकी हुज़ूर गौसे पाक रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, इन्हां दा टाइटल है मुहय्युद्दीन, दीन जिंदा करने वाले। अच्छा, मुहय्युद्दीन असीं नॉर्मली इन्हां दी करामतां काफी सुनियां, ते एक गल ध्यान च रखो कि सिर्फ करामत दी बेस से इन्होंने दीन जिंदा नहीं किया, सिर्फ करामत दी बेस से, बल्कि इन्होंने इलम की इशात की थी। ठीक है, इलम फैलाया, इलम सिखाया, लोगों के अंदर स्पीचेस की थी, इल्मे दीन सिखाया। इस वजह मेन इन्होंने ਇਹ ਮਰਤਬੇ ਹਾਸਲ ਕੀਤੇ ਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੁਹੱਈਉਦੀਨ ਕਹਿਲਾਏ।
ਖੁਦ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਹੈ 33 ਸੌ 200 ਤਦਰੀਜ ਕੀ ਹੈ
ਜੀ ਜੀ,
ਫਤਾਵੇ ਲਿਖੋ 40 ਸਾਲ ਤੱਕ ਤੋਂ ਵਾਜ਼ੋ ਨਿਚੇ ਫਰਮਾਤੇ ਹੈ
ਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਖੁਦ ਦਾ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਇਲਮੇ ਦੀਨ ਸਿੱਖਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਕੁੱਤਰ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ, ਯਾਨੀ ਬੇਸ ਕੀ ਦੱਸੀ ਇਲਮੇ ਦੀਨ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਤੇ ਸਿਖਾਉਣਾ, ਇਲਮੇ ਦੀਨ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਤੇ ਸਿਖਾਉਣਾ। ਬਾਕੀ 40 ਸਾਲ ਤੱਕ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸਪੀਚ ਬਿਆਨਾਤ ਕੀਤੇ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸਪੀਚ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਮਾਲ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ 70,000 ਤੋਂ 1,00,000 ਤੱਕ ਲੋਕ ਸ਼ਰੀਕ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਤੇ ਜੀ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ। ਅੱਛਾ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਉਹ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਤੇ ਲਾਸਟ ਵਾਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਾਫ਼ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸੇਮ ਉਸ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਚ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀ ਸੀ। ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ 200-300 ਬੰਦੇ ਬੈਠਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਈਕ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਸਕਦੇ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਦਿਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਲਾਸਟ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਸਾਫ਼ ਤੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਠੀਕ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਲਾਈਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਸੁਣ ਦਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਤੇ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਮਜਲਿਸ ਚ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ 400 ਉਲਮਾ ਇਕਰਾਮ ਕਲਮ ਤੇ ਕਾਪੀਆਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਔਰ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਦੇ ਫਰਾਮੀ ਲਿਖਦੇ 400 ਉਲਮਾ ਇਕਰਾਮ। ਔਰ ਆਪ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਇਹ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਸਾਲ 3,000 ਤਕਰੀਬਨ 3,000 ਉਲਮਾ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਮਦਰਸੇ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਟ
ਹੋਏ।
ਆਪ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਇਹ ਸੀ 3,000 ਉਸ ਦੌਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਅੱਛਾ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਮਦਰਸੇ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਟ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਮੁਹੱਦਿਸ, ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਮੁਫੱਸਿਰ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜ਼ਮਾਨੇ ਦੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੇ ਮਸ਼ਾਇਖ ਬਣੇ, ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੇ ਮਸ਼ਾਇਖ ਬਣੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਕਾਇਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ। ਇਹ ਮੁਹੱਈਉਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਰਿਵਾਈਵਰ ਆਫ ਦੀਨ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਲੈਸਨ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਆਪਣੀ ਨਿਸਬਤ ਕਾਇਮ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਦੀਨ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖੀਏ ਤੇ ਦੂਸਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਈਏ ਵੀ।
ਸੁਬਹਾਨਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਅੱਲਾਹ ਜੀ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਬਾਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਾਤ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਇਸੇ ਲਈ ਖਾਸ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਫੌਰਨ ਹੀ ਕਹਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਦਿਲ ਟੂਟ ਜਾਤਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਟਚ ਮੀ ਨੋਟ ਕੇ ਫਲਾਵਰ ਹੈ ਜਰਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਛੂਈ ਮੂਈ ਕੇ ਫੁੱਲ ਪਾਇਆ ਮੁੜ ਜਾ ਜਾਤੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਮੇਂ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਯਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਕਹਤੇ ਕਿ ਲਾਸਟ ਮਿੰਟ ਤੇ ਯਾਰ ਆਪਨੇ ਦੇ ਦਿਆ ਵੀ 3 ਦਿਨ ਬਾਕੀ ਹੈ 4 ਦਿਨ ਆਪਕੋ ਬਿਆਨ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ, ਨਹੀਂ 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 ਇਹ ਕੈਸੇ ਹੋ ਸਕਤਾ ਹੈ। ਅਰੇ ਭਾਈ ਰੋਸ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਕੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਪਰ ਹੈ, ਐਵਰੀ ਵੀਕ 3 ਬਿਆਨ ਫਰਮਾਤੇ ਥੇ تو سعادت مل رہی ہے آپ کو دین کے کام کی۔ اچھا تھوڑے سے دن کام کیا اس کے بعد فوراً ہٹ جاتے ہو، کوئی سنی 33 سال تک ایسے تدریج فرما رہے، 40 سال تک واعظ و نصیحت فرما رہے غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ۔ تو اب مقام دیکھے، ماں کے پیٹ سے ولی پیدا ہوئے، لیکن آپ ان کے تقوی ان کی پرہیزگاری کا عالم دیکھیں۔ جیسے بلال بھائی بیان کر رہے تھے، یہ 15 ایئرس تک استقامت فوق الکرامت ہے۔ ہم تو ایک دفعہ پڑھتے سمجھتے بس اپنا بیڑا پار ہے، ہم سے بار بار عمل مانگے گئے ہیں، اور خاص طور پہ نسبت مضبوط ہونی چاہیے۔ ارون بھائی آپ کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
We need to understand, or you know, we have discussed, but I just want to add another point with regards to the stature and the grand status. And we know that, you know, the rank is no doubt is very high, very superior. But you know, when we say Ghawsul Azam or Ghawse Pak, what does Ghawse actually mean for those who aren't already aware? So a Ghawse is the leader of all of the saints in his era. And from the time of Imam Hassan till the arrival of Sayyidina Imam Mahdi, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak is the Ghawse of all of the entire world. And our Ghawse Azam is the Ghawse of all other Ghawse as well. And he is the leader of the saints of Allah, and his foot is on the necks of all of the other awliya. Now, just to delve into this a bit, this saying, it is stated by Imam Ibn Hajar al-Makki that sometimes the saints, they are ordered to say certain things so that those who are unaware of their grand stature come to know of it. Or they say them to express gratitude to the Lord and reveal His blessing. For example, in this example, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, he spontaneously said in his address, in his bayan, that this foot of mine is on the neck of every saint of Allah, and all of the saints of the world accepted this and lowered their head. Therefore, there is no room for any saint to not lower his neck and have his blessed foot placed on his neck. And no doubt in many other narrations we hear of, you know, how the awliya ikram, the other awliya would accept and would express the status of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam and submit themselves in a way in the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak. And, you know, this is why we read his manqabats and we speak so highly of him. And there is so much more to this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will hear inshallah.
Yes, Kareem bhai. One thing... That's remarkable. There's so many things extraordinary about the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala. One thing of particular note is that his words would penetrate the hearts. That he would say something and they would directly strike the hearts. He's delivering lectures, and as the ustads have mentioned,
that his gatherings were not only inclusive of the public, ulama would gather there.
Allah.
Muftiyan Kiram would gather there. And his maqam, his bayan, subhanallah, just to summarize, the scholar that Ustaz have mentioned as well, Allama Abul Faraj Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great scholar in his own right, Mufassir, Muhaddith, wrote over 300 books. He left 300 books for Muslims. He once went to the gathering of Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi alayhi. Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, now he's confident, now he's been blessed, he's delivering lectures, ilmi lectures, and he mentions a tafsir of an ayah. Someone turns to Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi and says, have you heard of that tafsir? He says, yes, I've heard of that tafsir. And Ghawth Pak is referencing each qawl. Then he mentions another tafsir, and the person turns to Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, have you heard that tafsir of the ayah before? Yes. Up until the 11th interpretation of the ayah, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi continued to say, yes, I know of this, I'm aware of this particular tafsir. But then Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi alayhi continued mentioning aqwal, interpretations of the ayah, until he reached 40 different interpretations of that one ayah of the Quran.
Allah, just the one ayah.
40 different tafasir. And he's referencing each time.
Okay.
The scholars say, the person who narrates this account, he says that after 11, all the way till 40, how much is that? 29 aqwal. 29 aqwal of tafsir. When I turned to Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi and asked him whether he knew and was aware of that tafsir, he said no. Prior to this gathering, prior to coming here and sitting in the gathering of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, I wasn't aware of that particular tafsir. So this goes to show Sayyid Sahab how that miraculous event transpired. He was blessed by the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ali. He began delivering lectures. And then the ilmi maqam is also evident. What he would deliver, the scholars, the great scholars of the time were unaware of as well. This shows the maqam of Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi alayhi. And this also reminds me of the statement of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, that mattakhadha Allahu waliyan jahila. Allah does not take a jahil as a wali. If he makes someone a wali, he grants him knowledge, and Ghawth-e Pak is overflowing with knowledge.
Pehle ilm ata karta hai, phir jo hai wo wilayat ata farmata hai. Subhanallah. Bilal bhai, yaad a problem ye hai ki logon ko inka maqam hi nahi pata hai. कि द स्टेटस ऑफ गौसे आजम रहमतुल्लाह अलैह क्या है कि निदा देगा मुनादी हशर में यूं कादरियों को कहां है कादरी कर ले नजारा गौसे आजम का फरिश्ते रोकते क्यों हो मुझे जन्नत में जाने से कि देखो हाथ में दामन है किसका गौसे आजम का क्योंकि गौसे आजम रहमतुल्लाह ने खुद फरमाया ना उनके फरमान सुनाए कि गौस पाक ने खुद फरमाया मेरा कोई भी मुरीद बगैर तौबा के नहीं मरेगा इनका स्टेटस कितना बड़ा है तो मुझे जो है दारोगा है उसने जो मुझे लिस्ट दी थी कि इसमें नाम इसमें किसी भी आपके जो जहन्नम में जाए उनमें आपके मुरीदीन का नाम ही नहीं है पूरी लिस्ट के अंदर जो जहन्नम का दारोगा उसने लिस्ट दी है कि उसमें आपके किसी भी मुरीद का नाम नहीं है और कहते हैं मैं उस वक्त तक जन्नत में दाखिल नहीं होंगे जब तक तमाम मुरीदीन को जन्नत में दाखिल ना करूं
He also mentions that Ghawth-e Pak has said himself, Allah Almighty has promised me that He Azza wa Jal will admit my disciples into paradise. As well as this, another beautiful thing of Ghawth-e Pak, that no matter how sinful my disciple may be, he will not die until he repents.
Allah.
This is the connection we have with such a personality that everyone needs to realize that Ghawth-e Pak is the leader of all the awliya. How great, we mentioned different Buzurgan Deen on their dates of their urs. The leader of the awliya ikram is our Ghawth-e Pak. Someone that we should take lightly. Rather, this is that personality that we should rather educate about Sayyid Sahab. I wanted to further mention regarding the Ghawth-e Pak's life. Because as I'm highlighting, you know, the spiritual struggles of Ghawth-e Pak. You know, how much he actually, his mujahada, his struggles in the way, when he was in the jungle. There's one beautiful account, again, Fatin Bahjat al-Asrar. That Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi alayhi says himself, I lived in the jungles of Karkh for many years. I would survive on leaves of trees and plants. Every year an individual would come to me and he would give me a woolen thobe and I would wrap around this, I would wear this. I strove 1,000 times in order to attain najat, safety, salvation from the love of the world.
No.
The dunya would come to me in a lovely way and I would turn it away. Here, look, who we are talking about, Ghawth-e Pak, who is known around the world today, he says, I remained unknown from people. The public, the awam, they would consider me someone who is mute. Someone who is foolish and gone insane. This is the spiritual struggle of Ghawse Pak, that they were away, distance from the people of the world. And Ghawse Pak says that just because of my silence, I was silent, I would not speak to people. I was in my spiritual mode with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was not within my home. My mother sent me away. Ghawse Pak later on got married and had children. But in this time, Ghawse Pak was distanced from the people. People would consider him to be foolish, or someone who can't even speak, who is mute. He says, I walked on thorns barefoot, was traveling without realizing I'd be walking barefoot. I would enter terrifying caves, terrifying and frightening valleys without any hesitation. Then the world would appear to me adorned, but alhamdulillah, I would not pay any attention to this. My nafs would sometimes be humble before me and do whatever I wished. And then other times my nafs would rather oppose me. Allah Almighty then granted me victory over my nafs. I remained in the wilderness, in the jungles of Madain for a long period of time. And I placed my nafs into spiritual struggle. For a whole year, I ate the things that fell onto the ground. I drank no water at all. Then I would suffice with only water for a year and not eat anything that had fallen or anything else. And then I spent an entire year without eating or drinking anything.
Allah,
this is the leader of the awliya. And then he says, immense hardships would befall me on one night, Sayyidah. One night when I was being tested in a cold night. Allah. I was not in no hotel room. Like Ustaz mentioned before, during the speeches of Ghawse Pak, we need to understand that there was no microphone technology. But the power of the voice of Ghawse Pak and the power that Allah gave to Ghawse Pak, the person who was sitting at the front could hear the same as the person who's sitting right at the end.
70,000.
70,000 people in attendance, and the person who's right at the end can hear the exact same, as clear as day. This is the power of Ghawse Pak. This is after so much blessings that Allah gave him. And then he says that once on one night, I was tested. It was an extremely cold night, and I was tested. I would repeatedly fall asleep, and I would wake up, and ghusl would become farz upon me. Then I would immediately go to the river, the stream, perform ghusl like this. And this happened to me 40 times in that one night. This is Ghawse Pak, his concept of attaining purity, not remaining in the state of impurity. This is the struggle that Ghawse Pak went through. And this is just one droplet out of the ocean of his struggle. That we need to understand how he attained this maqam. Born wali. Entire household full of awliya.
Subhanallah.
Then later on, him being, certified. His parents, even his grandfather. When Ghawse Pak was at a very young age, and on one occasion an elderly woman came with a child, came to the court of Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, and she said that my son is feeling unwell, he's about to pass away, or he's passed away, please do dua in the court of Allah. And Ghawse Pak is a young child, and he says to the, oh elderly mother, your child has not passed away, rather it's alive, it's moving, playing with its hands and feet. As soon as Ghawse Pak, as a young child, said this, that dead child was given back life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored the child's life, and then the woman went away happy. These are those narrations, Sayyidah, that nobody can deny. Mention in Bahtul Asrar, those books which have mass transmission. In every era, ulama have gathered upon this particular point that this actually occurred in the life of Ghawse Pak. But then look at his life, Sayyidah. Today we attain some status, attain a bit of knowledge, attend a few classes of Dars Nizami, unfortunately, and we think we're everything. We know we're on social media making so-and-so claims, and today people are making such blunders about aqaid points, where unfortunately today they're misguiding other people. We need to understand who Ghawse Pak is, understand his aqaid, his beliefs, and the power of the awliya that Allah has given to them.
Subhanallah. Mufti bhai, aajkal to wahi baat hai ki burger, pizza, sari cheeze maujood hai, uske baad bhi jo hai na wo nakhre khatam nahi hote, yaar kuch tha hi nahi, complaints itni hongi. Aur waqai jo Allah wale jinhone jo zindagiyan guzari hai na, kai kai din tak bhook aur pyaas se jo hai na, ab unka maqam dekhe. اور آج کے دور میں وہی باتیں تقویٰ پرہیزگاری اصل میں کیا کھاتے کیا پیتے بڑا میٹر کرتی ہے چیز ان چیزوں کے اوپر
بے شک شاہ جی تقویٰ بڑا میٹر کرتا ہے اصل میں حضور غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ دا مقام اولیاء دی ہائی قسم جڑی ہے اوتھے اچھا تسی کافی سارے انہوں نے مجاہدے والے نہ سنیا کہ کس انداز مجاہدہ کیتا تقریباً 25 سال تک جنگلوں کے آپ نے گزاریا اور آپ کے کھان پینے انداز بھی اسی سنیا یہ علاوہ آپ نے ساری زندگی اللہ تعالیٰ دی خاطر اللہ کی رضا دی خاطر علم دین سکھانے چ آپ نے گزار دیتی پھر بھی انہوں نے خوف دالن کی سی کہ عید والے دن رو رہے ہیں کسی نے پوچھا کہ حضرت آج تو خوشی کا دن کسی رو رہے ہیں فرمایا کہ میری دوسرے ڈر بھی جس دن میں ایمان سلامت لے کے دلوں اتوں اندازہ کرو کہ میرا خوف دعالم کی سی. اج کل اچھی مطلب معاشرے کے اندر بڑے بے پاس جو نظر آنے دھڑا دھڑ جو بھی سامنے نا حلال و حرام دی تمیز جی ہوتی سم ٹائم تے گناہ دے اندر اسی بڑے مصروف ہونے ہیں. لیکن اے ولی اکرام کہ جڑے رات ساری عبادت گزار دین عشاء تے فجر ایک بجے نال پڑھن سارا دن اے جڑے علم دین سکھان تے کوئی چھٹی نہیں کوئی ویکینڈ نہیں سی ہوندا اس ٹائم تے دور دور لوگ آ کے انہاں کوئی علم دین سکھ دے تے وڈے بڑے انہاں نے مشائخ مفسر محدث بنائے تو علم دین اندر سکھان دا انداز ایسا کہ دور دور لوگ جڑے نے کافی گھوڑیا اتنے خچاں کے سوار آ کے آدھے.
اللہ
انہوں کی گیدرنگ کا عالم ہے کہ جنہوں کی گیدرنگ جنات ہو جنہ کی گیدرنگ کے اولوی کرام ہو اور انہوں کے خوف کا عالم ایویں کرو رہے ہیں. لیکن اج اسی کنے بے باک سانو واقعی سوچنا چاہیے سانو نہیں پتا کہ سارے بارے اللہ تعالیٰ نے کی خفیہ تدبیر بنائی کی خفیہ تدبیر سارے حوالے کے نال اس لیے اپنے آپ انہوں نے طریقے سے چلن کی کوشش سانو کرنی چاہیے. کوشش نہ کوشش سانو بھی چاہیے کہ اِسی طریقے کو اپنا کے اپنی دنیا بھی بہتر بنائیے تو آخرت بہتر بنائیے. مدنی چینل کے ناظرین اگر اج تک سارے کو نمازاں قضا ہوں رہی ہیں تو اج تو سچی توبہ کرو. اج گیارہویں شریف ہے کہ حضور غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ کی سیرت سنی اسی کہ کس طرح نمازوں کے پابند سن تو اج پکی نیت کریں کہ ان شاء اللہ ساری اج تو بعد کوئی نماز قضا نہیں ہوگی. اور باقی ایٹ لیسٹ سانو قرآن پاک ایوری ڈے پڑھنا چاہیے. انہوں نے بارے سنیا سی ٹھیک ہے ماں کے پیٹ چ ماشاء اللہ کنے پار حفظ کر کے آئے تو سانو بھی چاہیے سی قرآن پاک سیکھیے ٹھیک ہے سیکھیے کہ سکھائیے. اگر نہیں ہوتا تو مدرسہ تو مدینہ بال لگوا کے داخلہ لو. لیکن اتنا قرآن پاک دنیا چ سیکھ کے جانا چاہیے کہ بندہ دنیا اندر جی نمازاں پڑھتا رہا کہ وہ نمازوں جڑا فرض وہ بھی ادا ہو جائے. اچھا میری لائف کیسی کہ میں دنیا میں چلا جا میرے قرآن پاک صحیح نہیں پڑھنا ہوتا اور میں نے گیت گانا حضور غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ سانو سیرت پہ عمل کرنا چاہیے.
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ کرامتوں کی بات ہو رہی ہے. باقی یہ کرامتیں وہی ہے نا جو عقل میں نہیں آتی نا. جب ہی تو کرامت ہے جو آپ نے واقعات بیان کیے ہیں سارا تو یہ علم ہوگا تو ہوگا ورنہ جس کا نہیں ہے نا وہ لوجک ہی ڈھونڈا ہوگا یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے. وہ تھیوری میں پڑا رہے گا کہ وہ سیب گرا تو کیا ہوا کون سی کشش ہوئی تھی تو پینڈولم کیسے ہلتا ہے تو سلفیورک آکسائڈ کا فارمولا کیا ہوگا تو کاربن ڈائی آکسائڈ میں ایک کاربن ہوگا دو آکسیجن ہوں گے تو سی او ٹو بنے گا تو وہ اسی میں پڑا رہے گا. سو سال کے بعد اندر تھیوری چینج ہو گئی ہے پھر بولتا ہے ادھر چلے گئے. اسلام کو پڑھے اسلام کی تھیوری وہی ہے اور قیامت تک وہی رہے گی. قرآن پاک ہر خشک و تر کا علم ہے. جھوٹی کہانیاں سن رہے ہوتے ہیں جھوٹی نیوز پڑھ رہے ہوتے ہیں قرآن کی سچی باتیں پڑھیں. قرآن کے اندر جو سچی کہانیاں ہیں ان کو پڑھیں جو باتیں ان کو پڑھیں تو آپ کو پتا چلے گا نا یہ جو اللہ والے ان کو کیوں قرآن سے محبت ہے. جہاں ان کی والدہ کی بات ہو رہی تو مدر اور غوث اعظم رحمت اللہ ہے دیگر ان کی کوالٹیز تھی ایٹیٹیوڈ یہ تھا لیکن ایک کوالٹی کیا تھی وہ قرآن سے بہت محبت کرتی قرآن کی تلاوت 18 سپاروں کی حافظہ اور جب غوث پاک پیٹ میں تھے شی کیپ ریسائٹنگ ان دا ووم آف ہز مدر ہی میمورائز 18 سپارے. آپ غور تو کریں یار 18 سپاروں کے ماں کے پیٹ میں سن سن کے حفظ کر لیا. ان کا اپنا مقام ان کی والدہ کا مقام کیا ہوگا. تو اگر آج یہ بات ہے کہ بندہ ہم عمل سے دور ہے
سیدنا شیخ اسماعیل رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ he says that when سیدنا شیخ علی بن حیتمی علیہ رحمہ he fell ill he sometimes would come to my land at Ziridan and spent many days over there. So he goes, one time he fell ill and Ghaus-e-Azam alayhi rahmah, he came to look after him from Baghdad. So at that time, both pious saints alayhi rahmah gathered on my land. Now there were two date trees which had been dry, which had been, you know, they weren't producing fruit for 4 years and we intended to cut them down, obviously to get rid of them. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmah, he performed wudu under one of them and he read 2 rakat nafil salah under the other one. Before my eyes, both trees, they turned green, their leaves started appearing and during the same week they both bore fruit. Though it was not the season of bearing dates, I took some of those dates that were grew on those trees and presented them to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jani alayhi rahmah, and he alayhi rahmah, he ate some of them and he said to me, that may Allah grant blessings in your land, your dirham and your sa, which is a measure, and the milk of your animals. Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail bin Ali, who is narrating this from the account, he says that my land has started producing crops twofold to fourfold, meaning 2 to 4 times more as compared to last year. And this state still continues by the blessings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So in this we learn 2 things. One is the station of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani his karamat and how, you know, just by doing wudu under one tree and praying salah under the other, he brings dead trees back to life. He makes them such that they start bearing fruit, and then he does dua for this buzurg.
Allah.
May Allah Ta'ala grant you sustenance and this, this, and this. And then the buzurg, he witnesses and he says that, you know, after this dua was made, I witnessed with my own eyes my sustenance being increased, there being barakah in all that I do, all that I spend as well.
SubhanAllah. When a person seeks help from the awliyaullah, and this is referred to as istimdad, seeking their aid and assistance, then he is only doing so while believing that Allah has granted that wali the power to help. That this power, this authority, this tasarruf is granted, bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wali himself is not a hakiki helper in the sense that he's not independent from Allah. And we don't believe this, that when a wali helps that he is independent from Allah. Muslim doesn't believe this. Hakikatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir bizat to help. Mustaqil, nobody gave Allah the power to help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself intrinsically is one who helps others. And any help that is given by his creation to others, by the Anbiya alayhi salam, by the awliya kamilin, this is through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in times of need, they can help, they have help, and they will continue to help as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, ghose paak hai na, kasam hai ke mushkil ko mushkil na kaha hai. کہا ہم نے جس دم یا غوث اعظم میرے غوث پاک کو تو رب کریم نے شانیں عطا کی ہیں کہ دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں یہ شان ہے غوث اعظم رحمت اللہ علیہ کی جہاں پر کسی کی نہیں چلتی وہاں غوث اعظم کی چلتی ہے سیدنا غوث پاک شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی علیہ رحمہ ان ہز قصیدہ غوثیہ آلسو مینشن ریگارڈنگ او مائی مرید او مائی ڈسائپل ڈو ناٹ لوز ہوپ بیکاز آئی ایم الحمد للہ آئی ایم دا ون ٹو ہیلپ یو ایون دو یو مے بی بیڈ الحمدللہ اللہ ہیز گرانٹڈ می سچ اے سٹیٹس دیٹ آئی کین help you, and before you pass away, you'll be blessed with the tawfiq of repentance. And say like this, say some, you know, when we study the life of even Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma, when they speak about Ghosh Paak, they say, Tehri sarkar mein lata hai raza, usko shafi, jo mera ghosh hai aur laadla beta tera. They say, Ya Rasulullah, even I don't have the ability to go in front of you and ask you directly, meaning that I feel ashamed of my actions. This is the humility of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And then he says, I present as an intercessor in your court, Ya Rasulullah. That blessed individual who is my master, my ghawth, but he is your beloved son. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And then there's another beautiful couple of Sayyid Sahib, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat mentions, Tujh se dar, dar se sag, aur sag se hai, bujh ko nisbat, meri gardan mein bhi dur,
Allah.
Meaning, look at the humility of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, but then look at his profound love for Ghosei Paak. That Sayyidina Ghosei Paak, you are, you know, wara, your greatness and shan is so great. Rather, that house which is attached and linked to you, then that dog which is a guardian and it's the guard of that dog. And I, if I have attachment to that dog, then that is a big thing for me. And my gardan, my neck is under your blessed feet and it is in your reign. This is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ishko Mahabbat. Now, Sayyid Sahib, one point I'd like to highlight here is regarding Ghosei Paak's divine fear of Allah. And this is something for all of us. It really humbles us all. When I read this point, Sayyid Sahib, it's very, very beautiful because it reminds us really who we are. Ghosei Paak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in the Haram of the Kaaba, with his head on some pebbles, and he proclaims in the court of Allah, O my Lord, forgive me, and if I am deserving of punishment, then raise me blind on the day of judgment, so that I am not embarrassed in front of the pious and righteous people. Who is saying this? This is Sayyidina Ghosei Paak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. But who is Ghosei Paak? We've been mentioning throughout the program, a person who every single moment in his life was engrossed in the zikr of Allah. He is saying, and he's also teaching us, Ghosei Paak is teaching us, that no matter how pious, how much action that we perform, we don't have any reliance on our deeds. Rather, we have reliance upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also shows his fear of Allah. Fear of Allah's hidden plan regarding us. That we should all also fear as well. Don't become barbaric when it comes to speaking about the deen. Especially, unfortunately, to say yourself, there's a lot of problems. You know, people are misguiding other people in terms of aqeedah.
And then, you know, people say, oh, that person previously was fine, or this, he was fine before. It's not about fine, it's about whether his aqeedah is still with the Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. The respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it there? Respect for the Sahaba kiram, for every single Sahabi, because hal Sahabi and Nabi, Jannati, Jannati. And then we mentioned the Ahlul Bayt kiram. His reverence and love and respect must be for the Sahaba kiram. These are the teachings of Ghawse Pak, that we must have respect for those people, and we must have the aqeedah which was passed down from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this is very important, the fear of Allah that Ghawse Pak had. And also we must follow suit. We must also develop within us this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we may go.
Asal mein problem ye hai ki Allah ka khauf nikal gaya. Aaj bolne na ye kyon ho raha hai mere saath, ye kis liye ho raha hai, ki aap yaad kare aapne kisi musalman ko takleef to nahi di hai. Ab ye bada problem hai. तकलीफ दे रहे होते हैं और सोच नहीं रहे होते, बात बात में तकलीफ, चलते हुए तकलीफ, बैठते हुए तकलीफ, उठते हुए तकलीफ, गाड़ी पार कर रहे हैं तो उसमें तकलीफ दे रहे होंगे, सौदा लेने जा रहे होंगे तो उसमें तकलीफ दे रहे होंगे, किसी को फोन पे कर रहे होंगे तो उसमें तकलीफ. कुछ क्यों होता है कि वो जिसम में काट होते हैं ना, कि वो कांटे वाली लकड़ी होती है, जा जाते चुभो देते हैं, तो वो कहते ना आते तो अच्छा था. तो तकलीफ देने से बचे. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने क्या फरमाया कि मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान और हाथ से दूसरा मुसलमान महफूज रहे. और ना जबान से महफूज है ना हाथ से महफूज है, जा जाते बोल देते, जो आता बोल देते. किसने इजाजत दी है? कि ये हदीस पाक नहीं सुनी है? मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, जो अल्लाह पर और आखरत के दिन पर ईमान रखता है उसको चाहिए अच्छी बात करे और ना खामोश रहे. नहीं बोल सकते अच्छा तो खामोश हो जाए. बिना वजह की बोलते हैं और फिर तकलीफ देते हैं, दिल आजारियां करते हैं. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. तो जो इस वक्त बर्बादी और ये जो हालात खराब हो रहे ना, इसका एक वजह सबब यही है कि मुसलमानों को तकलीफ देने के जो है ना लोग पेश पेश है. मैं कौन खामा है, मामला कुछ नहीं हो रहा होगा, मैं बीच में भूत बढ़ूंगा, ये क्यों हो रहा है, वो क्यों. अपने काम से काम रखें. जब दो बैठते तीसरे की बात करते बुराई, गीबत तो रसद पे जाके बात खत्म होगी. वह पढ़नी अच्छी बात करें वरना अपनी बात करें और अपनी भी जायज बात करें. आपस में जब बात करेंगे तीसरे की, कहीं ना कहीं जो है ना वो बुराई उसमें आ जाएगी. अल्लाह हमको तकवा अता फरमाए गौस पाक के सदके में. जिनकी बात कर रहे हैं ना, थिंक अबाउट, मतलब बातें निकल जाती. सोचने वाले हर चीज में सोचते हैं. ये जो इंसिडेंट इन्होंने मेंशन किया कि द पीपल दे वर लुकिंग हु इज दिस पर्सन हु वाज क्राइंग, और क्या कह रहा है कि रेज मी ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट ब्लाइंड इफ माय अमल इज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड. लोग पूछे कौन है? अना अब्दुल कादिर जिला. मैं अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी रजी. वो हम जैसा गुनाहगार जाए और ये रो रहा हो, बात तो एक अलग बात है. जो दिन भर गुनाह करता है, रात भर गुनाह करता है, ये वो है जिन्होंने 15 साल रोज रात को एक टांग पे कुरान खत्म किया है. ये वो है जिन्होंने 40 साल ईशा के वजू से फजर की नमाज अदा की है. ये वो है कि जो जिनके सदके में लाखों कादरी इनके मुरीदीन जन्नत में दाखिल किए जाएंगे. ये वो है कि जो कहते हैं कि मेरा कोई भी मुरीद बगैर तौबा के नहीं मरेगा. ये वो है जो मां के पेट से 18 सिपारे हिफ्ज करके पैदा हुए थे. ये वो है जिनके फरिश्ते कहते थे ये अल्लाह का वली है, इसके लिए जगह दे दो. ये वो है जिनके औलिया कराम जो है जिनके दर पर आते थे और इनके जो है. और ये वो है कि जिनके पांव मुबारक जो है, कदम मुबारक तमाम वलियों के गर्दन के ऊपर है. अब वो ये बात कर रहे हो, मैं और आप वहां पे जब जाते हैं तो हमारा हाल क्या होता है? लगता है कि इधर से फोन उठाया, इधर से सेल्फी ली, इधर से गए, इधर से सेल्फी ली. वहां पर इबादत और रोने का मकाम है और वहां पर जाकर सेल्फी बन रही होती है. आज वहां पे खाना खाना है, आज वहां पे खाना खाना है. कहां गया तकवा, कहां गया परहेजगारी? इनका मकाम देखें, इमामुल औलिया है, लीडर ऑफ ऑल दी औलिया कराम. और इनके तकवे का ये आलम है के वहां पर इस तरह रो रहे हैं और कह रहे हैं मेरे अमाल तेरी बारगाह में मकबूल नहीं, तो मुझे अंधा करके उठाना. वी नीड टू लर्न मेनी लेसन फ्रॉम दिस. हर चीज के अंदर लेसन लेने वाला हो ना तो लेता है. अल्लाह मुझे भी सबक सीखने की तौफीक अता फरमा दे.
ये वाकई शाह जी, अल्लाह ताला के जो औलिया कराम है ना, अल्लाह ताला की खुफिया तदबीर को बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ते. इवन के सहाबा कराम अलैहिम रिदवान के वाकयात पढ़ के देख लो, बहुत सहाबा कराम फरमाते काश मैं पैदा ही ना होता, काश मेरी मां ने मुझे ना जना होता. एवं अकवाल मिलते हैं. वजह की सी? वजह यह कि इन्हों अल्लाह ताला की खुफिया तदबीर को बहुत ज्यादा डर लगता है. फिर इन्हों के फरामीन वाकई असं अजकल गौर करिए असं माशरे च यानी किस हद तक गिरे हुए हैं कि अपने मुसलमान भाई ना इंसाफी ओरी गिबत करना, चुगली करना. असं अजकल कॉमन
ਇੱਕ ਮਿੰਟ ਦੀ ਗੁਫ਼ਤਗੂ ਅਗਰ ਪੋਸਟਮਾਰਟਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਨਾ, ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਗੀਬਤਾਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ, ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਤੁਹਮਤਾਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ। ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਦੀ ਟੀਚਿੰਗ ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬਾਤ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ, ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਾਮਤਾਂ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ, ਇਹ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਸ਼ਫ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਸਨ।
ਸੁਭਾਨ
ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਸ਼ਫ ਦੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ।
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ।
ਤੇ ਉਹ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਚ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਨਾ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਐਵੇਂ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਬੰਦੇ ਤੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਮੰਡ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਗਰੂਰ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚ ਇੱਕ ਇਲਮ ਸੇ ਇਲਮ ਨਾਹਬ, ਇਲਮ ਨਾਹਬ ਇੱਕ ਐਸਾ ਇਲਮ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਇਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਐਵਾਂ ਨੌਲੇਜ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਐਕਸਪਰਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਚ, ਓਨਾ ਹੀ ਗਰੂਰ ਤਕਬਰ ਵੱਧਦਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਾਸ ਜ਼ਿਹਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਮੁਕਾਬਲੇ ਮੁਨਾਜ਼ਰੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਇਲਮ ਨਾਹਬ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲੀ ਕਿ ਬਾਰੇ ਚਾਹ ਬਣੇਗਾ ਬਣੇਗਾ। ਤੇ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਦਾ ਕਮਾਲ ਐਸਾ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਦੌਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਨਾਹਵੀ, ਉਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਸੀ ਇਮਾਮ ਅਬੂ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਖਸ਼ਾਬ ਨਾਹਵੀ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ। ਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਨ ਨਾ, ਇਹ ਇਲਮ ਨਾਹਵ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਚ ਮਸ਼ਹੂਰ ਸਨ। ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦਾਅਵਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ ਗੈਦਰਿੰਗ ਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵੇਖੋ। ਵਹਾਂ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ ਮਜਲਿਸ। ਆਪ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਐਸੀ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਕਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ। ਕਾਮਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਬੈਠੇ ਨੇ, ਆਮ ਲੋਕ ਬੈਠੇ ਨੇ, ਤੇ ਗੁਫ਼ਤਗੂ ਬੜੀ ਸਹਿਲ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਛੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ। ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਆਮ ਸਾਦੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ। ਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਮਜ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਅੱਜ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਨਾਹਵ ਦਾ ਸਬਕ ਮਿਸ ਕੀਤਾ, ਅੱਜ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਜ਼ਾਇਆ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ 70,000 ਦੇ ਮਜਮੇ ਦੂਰ ਮਿੰਬਰ ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ
ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ
ਆਪ ਨੇ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਦੌਰ ਦੇ ਇਮਾਮ ਸਿਬਾ ਬਾਈ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲੱਗੇ, ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ, ਮੇਰੀ ਮਜਲਿਸ ਚ ਆਇਆ ਕਰ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਾਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਬਣਾਵਾਂਗਾ। ਤੇ ਇਹ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਸਟ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਿੰਝ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਗਿਆ। ਤੇ ਫਰਮਾਨਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਇਬ ਹੋਇਆ, ਮੈਂ ਨੀਅਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਦੀ ਗੈਦਰਿੰਗ ਚ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਬੰਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ। ਤੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਇੰਨਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਨਾਹਵੀ ਔਰ ਬਲਕਿ ਇਮਾਮ ਨਾਹਵ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਲੋਕ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਰੈਫਰੈਂਸ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਦੇਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਨਾਹਵੀ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦੇ। ਇਹ ਕਮਾਸ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਗੋਸੇ ਪਾਕ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ
ਅਲੈਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਜੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ।
No doubt with his taqwa, with his prayer career, and we touched on it before as well. Unfortunately, now we see that we are living in a very food culture, you could say, environment. And, you know, the environment has become such that people will travel, you know, to different cities, different localities, just to try, you know, a new dish that's out, or, you know, a new trend of food that's, for example, going around. Whereas if you were to ask them or to invite them towards, for example, a gathering of knowledge, or, you know, just a gathering of remembrance, you know, they will make all kinds of excuses, etc. Just specifically with the Ghose Paak, you know, we heard before as well that when he was in this phase of, you could say, spiritual getaway, where he was, you know, being tested in his nafs, and, you know, he would not eat, he would eat whatever he could find in the forest, you know, the leaves, etc. This should be a lesson for us. You know, many times we see that, for example, if the food is not to our liking, or we see that a dish is being made at home straight away, you know, we'll be on our phones trying to order, and, you know, we'll be trying to look for other ways around because simply we don't like what's being presented. So when it comes to times like this, we should, first of all, obviously, adopt sabr and, you know, be content with what's being presented, keeping in mind, obviously, those who are less fortunate than us. But also in keeping in mind Sayyidi Ghose Paak, who being such a big saint, you know, if he wanted, if he didn't dwell, would he not have been provided with, you know, sustenance of all kinds? Of course he would have been. But this was his, you know, his mujahada for the nafs, in which he, you know, wanted to adopt the piety and stay away from the desires of his nafs. So we should also, you know, sometimes when the nafs is testing us, that, okay, do I want this, or, you know, do I want to go and have something else? Try and, you know, escape with us time to time, and inshallah try to increase our spirituality in this way as well.
Akhir mein, we've got about 7-8 minutes. Kya message dena sir? The final message I'd like to give is a statement of Ghose Paak Rahmatullahi Alayhi as well. And in one discourse, Ghose Paak Rahmatullahi Alayhi said that preaching, delivering any speech, lecture, mentioning any statement for others without acting upon it yourself is unbeneficial. And he describes it as like a house without a door, or a claim without an evidence. So Ghose Paak Rahmatullahi Alayhi, when we study his life, as we mentioned, struggling against desires, he overcame his nafs, or defeated his nafs,
And when he would speak, subhanAllah, it would directly hit the heart. Why? Because he would act upon what he taught others as well. And this is something very important in this day and age as well. Even people who are not scholarly, you know, if they listen to a bayan, for example, you hear them quoting, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, or, which is fine if they know the hadith narration properly, they don't make mistakes. But for every one of us, the important thing is how much are we doing amal upon that particular qawl as well. Ghawse Paak rahmatullahi alayhi, his amal was at such a level that when he spoke, people were willing to accept. Like you said, people were ready to obey him. Why is that? Because he had the ta'yeed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, support of Allah. Because ilm without amal is like a body without a soul. The pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, have said that. So this is something that we have to do lifelong. Seek knowledge and then do amal. Just doing the one is not sufficient. Amal without knowledge is going to lead you astray. And ilm without amal, and as we heard, like from Shaitan and his waqtiya and all these other people as well, that just ilm isn't sufficient. Amal, and every amal should be in accordance to Sharia. That's when a person will become
lucky. Bilkul, abadat isse badi aur kya misal hai Shaitan ki? Hazaron saal ibadat ki hai.
Allah.
Theek hai, ilm par amal nahi. Hum bhi sunte hain ki Musalman ki izzat ye hai, ye karo, to amal se door hai. Aur mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ne dua farmayi, main us ilm se pana mangta hu jo fayda na de. Aur yahan par jo उलमा ने लिखा है वो कि इल्म वो जिस पर अमल ना किया, ये हमारे लिए है। आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम तो वो तो क्या कहते हैं, अभी वो अल्फाज भी नहीं है कि हम क्या बात करें, कि ये सारा कुछ तो हमारे लिए था। वो तो नबी मुख्तार कुल है, जिसको जो चाहे अता करते हैं, उनके पास तो सारी चीजें। अंबिया तो ऐसे ही मासूम होते हैं। तो ये हमारे लिए कि इल्म जिससे अमल ना किया जाए, और आज के दौर में ये पढ़ लिया है लेकिन अमल से दूर है और हमसे अमल ही मांगे गए, तो नियत करें कि इंशाल्लाह जो पढ़ रहे हैं साथ साथ, फॉर दिस यू नीड अ गुड कंपनी। सिंपल अगर आप कहें ना, यू नीड टू ज्वाइन दावत इस्लामी, यू नीड टू कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, यू नीड टू हैव अ गुड कंपनी इंशाल्लाह, जो आपको बार बार रिमाइंडर कराती रहे।
बेशक सैयद साहब, द हदीस शरीफ ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, इन्नमा बुइस्तु मुअल्लिमा, दैट रियली आई हैव बीन सेंट एज अ टीचर। सो व्हेन यू टॉक अबाउट द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, देयर स्टेटस इज बियॉन्ड ऑल. And this is what we need to understand, that we need to, first of all, like the likes of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak, they held on to the sunnah and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One beautiful mentioning I'd like to say regarding Sayyidina Ghawse Paak is their generosity. They're from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, extremely generous in nature. But they mention, I examined all good deeds and I did not find any good deed to be more superior than feeding. If only it was in my hand to feed the hungry. And once Sheikh Abdullah Jubba'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, once Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani said to me, feeding the hungry and observing good mannerisms, having husni akhlaq towards the people, are the most accomplished and superior acts to me.
Subhanallah.
He said, money doesn't stay with me. If I have 1,000 dinar in the morning, I won't have a single penny left by the evening, as I would have distributed them amongst the poor and the needy and spent it on feeding the hungry. This is the generosity of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak. Alongside, there's so many qualities and traits. Their generosity was immense. And this is something that we should try to adopt. Try to feed people. Try to especially feed those who don't have food. And just even if for friends, feeding one another. And then more importantly, Sayyid Saab, as well as this, is adopting good mannerisms. Whoever you may be, maybe your parents. Today, unfortunately, children, and even parents with their children, what are the ways of addressing one another? How are the mannerisms and husni akhlaq of the people today? Do we have those ways? So we too, adopting husni akhlaq with whoever we meet, inshallah, azawajal. This is like a contagious thing.
SubhanAllah.
When we are good with others, it's like a domino effect. They will be contagious with others. If you smile at an Islamic brother, he will go and smile to the next person that he meets. It's a contagious thing. Spreading the sunnah, husni akhlaq, is something we need to also spread.
SubhanAllah. Arun bhai, kya message denge?
Just, you know, for the viewers out there, alhamdulillah, it's the big night, and many times people will be thinking, okay, you know, what should we do, or what should we do, etc. So just a few points I came across which I felt worth sharing. So on this auspicious night, we can read the Khatm-e Qadriyah if possible. Also the Salatul Ghawsiyah, and you know, try to take out time on this night to spend in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Aaj ki raat ibadat mein guzare ho sake to kal ka roza bhi rakhe. Allah ta'ala hame aaj ki raat ki ghaus pak ki barkat ata farmaye. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path